really started around seventh grade, whenever I joined the Cherokee National Youth Choir, and I was able to start learning my language a lot more, and it got me a lot more into that musical scene. My name is Ella Mounts, and home to me is my family. I grew up in Stillwell, Oklahoma, in a small Native community called Cherry Tree. My parents say that I've been singing since I was three, and I did grow up in a very musical, artistic household. I feel like they're very proud of me, which I'm very thankful for, because I know some parents, whenever their kids kind of go for music and all that sort of stuff, they're not as supportive, but they're very proud of me, and they let me know, and I'm very happy about that. They told me about the Cherokee National Youth Choir opportunity. That has been something that's also kind of, in a way, become my home, because those people who I was around so much, they became my family. And so learning that language and instilling that into us, it became something that we all took an immense amount of pride in. When I sang in front of the First Lady, it was a very surreal feeling. How often do you get the chance to sing for the First Lady? But I was both incredibly proud of myself for getting to that point, and also I was incredibly proud of the choir as a whole and the kids who I watched kind of grow up. My dad has really been one of the main things who helps me being able to practice music and being able to put my best foot forward. I grew up basically at his side at the piano, singing show tunes, gospel songs. I remember whenever I was younger, we would literally just stay up for like half the night just playing and singing songs out of like the Great American Songbook. And it was like a kind of a bonding thing between me and him. My grandma was the one in our family who could, she can speak fluent Cherokee, but she wasn't allowed to speak her language. It was very much so beaten out of her by the schools. It instilled a fear in her. She didn't want her family to have to go through that. I've seen how our language is kind of, I don't want to say dying, but in a way it kind of is, because people aren't learning it. It hasn't been passed down. Now that I'm older, I'm realizing that, and I really don't want to see our language die. I want to help see it thrive in the future. My home is my family, but my family is very centered in our culture. I have all these aunts and uncles. They might not be blood related, but they're still my aunts, uncles, and cousins. Almost all of them are also members of the tribe, so we all kind of bond over that culture. So like, we'll see everybody at like powwows or stomp grounds. So I think that that's something that also just does tie in just very closely with me being with my family. I can't take home with me, but I can carry the feeling. I can remember how I feel whenever I get to talk to my parents on FaceTime, or just be able to see them for like just a weekend or something like that. It's been hard, but I just kind of have to carry that feeling of home with me and remember that they're only like a phone call away if I need them.